I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A man robbed a home because he believed the owner was rich and he was entitled to take some of his stuff. A neighbor called police after he saw a man carrying a kayak down the road. When officers arrived, the man had two TVs, a fishing tackle box, and golf clubs inside of his vehicle.
Whoa.
Yeah, when officers arrested the man, he told them, quote, the homeowner probably, you know, owns two or three houses already. I don't see what the big deal is. I kind of felt like I could have some of his stuff.
I think a lot of people think that. It's called the redistribution of wealth.
I could get used to that because I ain't got no wealth. Let's see. A woman who stole decorative cement blocks. Didn't even know those things existed. I just thought there were cement blocks. I didn't know there's decorative ones. She did this in Florida, threatened to sue the man she stole them from because she hurt her back during the theft. The homeowner said she was using the bricks as part of a remodeling project when the woman took them. Officers found the lady shortly after the robbery and discovered 42 of those bricks were inside her vehicle. The woman told them she wanted to sue the homeowner because she was hurt during the theft on the property while putting the bricks into her vehicle. What is wrong with people? Like, she's like, oh, I'm going to sue you because I hurt my back when I stole stuff from you.
Well, I mean, she has a point. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. It's amazing, like, how dumb these people are. It's like, but things like that actually happen where people try to sue and sometimes, like, win. It's like,
how can this
person even have a case? Like, you were already committing a crime. Like, I don't get it. Okay.
No, she's insane.
All right, let's go to New York with this next one. A 52-year-old guy named Felipe was on a subway in New York City last week during rush hour and took advantage of the crowded train by pressing himself up against a woman and rubbing his crotch all over her thigh.
Gross.
What a weirdo. But he didn't realize, though, the woman was a cop who was riding the train undercover, literally looking for perverts doing stuff just like that.
Perfect.
So Felipe was immediately arrested and charged with forcible touching and sex abuse, so... It won't be so fun when he's in prison and people are forcibly putting themselves.
Him.
Yeah, how you doing there, Felipe? And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A guy in Vermont woke up around 3:30 on Sunday and heard some noises in his spare room. No.
Don't investigate. Just call 911 and get out.
We have like an older house that we're in, so sometimes just little things like. Like little creaks and, you know, things. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, why aren't my dogs barking? These are lazy guard dogs. We're going to die. So he hears some kind of a noise in his spare bedroom. And when he went to check on it, he found it was straight out of a nightmare. A random clown had broken into his house. I can't even continue on. And the clown was asleep.
Get out.
The clown was in the bed.
Don't try to wake him up.
Just sleeping.
Leave.
The guy called 911, and the cops came and arrested the clown, who turned out to be a 43-year-old guy named Sean. Oh, hey, it's just Sean. Hi, Sean. He also happened to have cocaine on him, so he was arrested for unlawful trespassing and cocaine possession. The mugshot...
That's why his nose is red, huh?
Yes. Well, it's funny. It looks like it must be the makeup. It looks like he's got blow all over his nose. If you actually see the photo, I'll put up on the Dummy of the Day blog at RadioNowIndy.com. This guy is a hot clown mess, but I'm sorry. If you're in my place, like, I'm going to take a bat to you, even if you're sleeping.
Like, no, I'm not. If they're asleep, then I'm going to let the police do it.
You're just going to, like, sneak out of your own house?
Yeah.
But what if there's another clown outside waiting for you to do that?
Ew.
Didn't think about that one there, did you?
I didn't.
Oh, those creepy stories are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A former athletic trainer who says she was sexually assaulted by quarterback Peyton Manning 21 years ago is sharing her story on Inside Edition for the first time. Her name is Dr. Jamie Nawright, and she detailed the alleged assault, saying, I was scared and intimidated.
I felt something on my face, and Peyton had pulled his shorts down and sat his on my face. So I pushed him up and out. He turned around, pulled his shorts back up.
Manning denies her allegations and has insisted he was mooning a friend in the training room and posed his backside as a prank.
Corey Feldman was on the Today Show talking about why he won't just say the names of his abusers and is instead wanting to make a $10 million movie exposing this child pedo ring in Hollywood.
You've said you've had death threats.
Yes.
Because you have this information.
Yes.
And have threatened to expose it. Another reason, I think, to go to police. That's a crime, to threaten someone's life.
I've gone to the police with that as well.
And what would be wrong with going to the police now again? Didn't work out in Santa Barbara.
There's a statute of limitations, Matt, in the state of California, which protects people. It's not that way in New York. It's that way only where the movie industry is.
Netflix is canceling House of Cards after its sixth season due to the recent allegations against Kevin Spacey. Spacey came out of the closet in a statement apologizing to actor Anthony Rapp, who said in an interview that the actor attempted to sexually assault him in 1986. Spacey says he does not remember the incident. At the time, Spacey was 26 and Rapp was only 14. Media Rights Capital, which produces the show, and Netflix released a joint statement saying they are deeply troubled by last night's news concerning Kevin Spacey, who as previously scheduled is not currently working on set. Don't worry, though, if you're a House of Cards fan, sources say Netflix is eyeing a spinoff with one possibility centering on fan favorite Chief of Staff Doug Stamper, played by Michael Kelly. The drama would be written by Eric Roth, who served as an executive producer on the first four seasons. And Kevin Spacey was brought up by a Nazi father who raped his brother and brutalized his family so badly that they called him the creature. That's according to the actor's older brother. His older brother, Randall Fowler, says he was sexually abused by their father for years and his mother knew of it. Fowler described his brother as an empty vessel who had never had a real relationship with anyone other than their mother. He added that neither of us had a chance growing up with two such damaged parents. And Selena Gomez and The Weeknd have split after 10 months together. Sources say the two had been having trouble for months because of their difficult schedules. While he's been on tour, she was filming a Woody Allen movie in New York City. The news comes after the singer and actress was spotted with ex Justin Bieber on Sunday in Los Angeles. The two apparently went to church together Sunday morning when they had breakfast. Selena Gomez also opened up about her kidney transplant in an emotional interview on the Today Show, which aired yesterday. The longtime friends were on bed rest and couldn't dress themselves or take a shower. Now Selena says her health has improved tremendously. Her arthritis went away right after the surgery, and now there's only about a 3-5% chance that her lupus will ever come back. Her best friend who gave her the what did she give her?
Kidney?
Liver, kidney. Yeah, sorry.
Body part she needed. Hold on, let me turn the mic on.
Her best friend, Francia.
Wait, you thought about that?
No, I didn't hear what you said. I was waiting for you to say it again.
Oh, you only get one liver, Alex.
Oh, I don't know.
Francia, yeah, that's why you don't want to drink it, you know, too much.
I'm not good. I sucked at the game operation.
I was going to say, I've seen footage of you playing. You were terrible in that transplant.
Francia, Selena's best friend who gave her the kidney, said she didn't know if she would survive donating the kidney. She says that the risk really hit home when she had to write a will. The friends say that the donation process had to be sped up because Selena was in such bad shape, she couldn't even open a water bottle by herself. That is really bad.
That's insane.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
That whole story, like, you realize, like, you really gotta like somebody, or Selena's gotta pay you a lot of money if you're going to give them a part of your body.
Selena said she wouldn't ask anybody. So she was literally, about to die, which I think a lot of people didn't realize. And she refused to ask somebody because it's such a big deal to ask. So her friend volunteered herself.
Am I a bad person? Because, like, if I needed, like, a body part, like, save me, I'm gonna try to, like, get my radio station, like, I'm gonna ask our bosses, hey, can we do, like, a kidney-thon for me?
Yeah.
Like, I would try to do anything to stay alive.
For sure, right? Saturday Night Live revealed their musical guest for November. Miley Cyrus kicks things off on November 4th, followed by Taylor Swift on November 11th, and Eminem on November 18th. That is The Garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out The Garbage, RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on The Joe and Alex Show. All right, Joe's Need to Know News today. A woman in California, and I saw this, I wanted to ask Alex, I believe you worked there, is suing Sephora. You worked there, right? You worked for Sephora, Alex, back in the day?
Yeah.
She's claiming she contracted herpes on her lip from using a lipstick sample on display in the Hollywood store. The woman says the cosmetic chain did not properly warn her of the risk of using lipstick samples. She's suing for an undisclosed amount for compensation for her emotional distress due to the incurable lifelong affliction. Is that something that's true? Like, I guess I'm kind of ignorant. I don't put on lipstick, but can you get something like that?
Here's the thing. This woman is a freaking idiot. Just like, this is like the rules of womanhood, okay? You don't try a bathing suit on without your underwear on. You don't grab a tester at a makeup store, no matter what it is, Saks, Sephora, Walmart, Dillard's, it doesn't matter where it's from. You always have to sanitize it first. I even remember as a child, my mom telling me never put that lipstick directly on your face unless it is cleaned properly and all that kind of stuff.
How do you do you like literally like wipe it down?
We have special I'm saying we, like, I still work there.
But yeah,
they
but if
have
you work
special,
in the business, yeah.
They have special I don't know. It's a special like chemical, like germ killing spray and stuff, mm-hmm. that you spray. You scrape off the layer, first of all, before a new person tries it. And then you wipe it and all this other stuff that we do. But even that, you know that there's no guarantee. Like, yeah, they're out there for display. And here's the thing. Like, so any stranger can come up and just put that on, and kids do it, put it in their mouth or whatever. Like, you're taking that chance when you put on a tester of makeup anywhere. Like,
I wouldn't even try it. Then why do they even put it out?
Well,
why would you even mess with
it? Typically, if you're a normal human being and not freaking inbred, you're not wiping it all over your lips directly. You're swatching it on your hand to see the color. I mean,
oh,
it's just...
So-
I don't feel bad for her at all. She's an idiot, and anyone that has common human decency knows not to freaking do that.
I didn't even realize that you put it. Well, I didn't know. I assume you put it on your lip, which is like, I would never do that. Or it'd be like if you're going to borrow my chapstick, I'd chop off the top layer there.
Yeah,
I don't get none of that.
Even if you, like, every employee is trying to watch everyone like a hawk, like, you have to help customers and stuff. You can't constantly be trailing behind everybody, wiping everything down constantly. It's impossible to do.
All right, gross. This is something gross, too, and normally I would be on the side of this. Someone tweeted out a picture, and it's kind of been going viral on Twitter lately. It happened on Sunday. It's a pizza with strawberries as the topping.
Get out.
Now listen.
I don't even eat pizza, and that's nasty.
Yeah. I want to stand up for people that like pineapple on pizza, because a Hawaiian pizza is legit. It's the jam. I got Liv the Web Girl nodding her head in excitement over here too, saying hail to the yes. But you don't put strawberries on
that
a pizza?
That is so gross. It makes me like want to gag.
I'd like to know, if you're one person that actually thinks you put strawberries on a pizza, you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and then we'll block you. So go ahead and tweet us real quick, and then we'll make sure Liv the Web Girl blocks you on there. And some other Halloween things I wanted to wrap up Joe's Need to Know News today. People on Reddit shared the strangest things that they've ever got when like they were handed out for trick-or-treating. And if you guys want to chime in too, if you've ever got any of these or something similar, in no particular order, people said that they got a caramel-covered onion. That sounds like a prank we'd play here. Like a game we would do. Somebody said they got a can of green beans. I can believe that, like some kind of, you know, can thing. Somebody said they got corn on the cob.
Okay.
Somebody said in Milwaukee they got a documentary of the Milwaukee Brewers, like the baseball team.
That's weird.
This is kind of useful. Shoelaces.
Okay.
This is just crap people are trying to get rid of. Do you realize that?
Oh, yeah.
A brisket sandwich. I assume they, like, handed it to you, didn't throw it in your bag. Condoms.
Okay, that's kind of strange.
Unless you worked at Planned Parenthood, that's going to get expensive because, like, those cost money.
Well, what's a kid going to do with that?
I don't know. Like, make it into a balloon, maybe?
Ugh.
Play games? Stamps, also dog food, a mixtape. I would be so ticked.
A mixtape.
Some rappers at his house handing out Hot Fire right there. It's like,
this is Halloween.
And the other person said the crappy Halloween thing that they got instead of candy was a bar of Lever 2000 soap. Hail to the no. And I can't say any of these things right here for Joe's Need to Know News, but I want to know if you guys have any of this. About 10,000 people named their biggest fears in a survey, and fear of clowns didn't even make the top 10. I'm going to try this one. Galeophobia?
Okay.
It's a fear of sharks. You afraid of sharks? They going to eat you?
Not really, just a smidge.
Yeah. Entomophobia? Can't say that one right. Fear of insects?
Yeah, for sure.
My wife freaks out. We have moths that sometimes that kind of fly by our back porch, and one got
gross.
In the other day. She took a broom to it like crazy. Tyrannophobia? It's not the fear of T-Rexes.
That's what I thought it was.
Needles. Are you afraid of needles when you go to the doctor to give blood?
Yeah,
or
I have to look
stuff?
Away.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Do you ever even feel the needle go in?
It depends on what kind of shot it is. I don't feel flu shots.
Yeah, like you don't even feel it. Opiophobia. It's the fear of snakes. I'm not getting any of these right, by the way. Other things, people are afraid of public speaking. I am too. We talk for a living, and so many, well, I hope people are listening right now. I shouldn't make that assumption. But I can talk all day on the radio. Like, do the show with you.
Yeah.
But, like...
I don't like speaking in front of crowds at
all.
I
hate that. Like, I get so nervous. I enjoy it. But, like, we were doing the thing for the Walk for the Cure a week or two ago, and I was so nervous in front of a couple thousand people. That thing scared me. People are afraid of death, which is like, well, it's going to happen. What are you going to do? Deep water? Yeah. Like, that's why I'll never go on, like, an ocean line cruise.
Shallow water scares me more.
Why does shallow water?
Because I'm going to walk on something. When I'm on the beach, like, in the beach, if I'm floating, then I'm, like, okay. But when I'm walking out, I'm, like, terrified. I'm going to step on some kind of starfish with an agenda.
It's like, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
You're going to learn today. No, I'm afraid of, like the deep water. Because if I, like, in a lake, even if it's deep water, it could be a deep lake. If I can see the shore, I can usually, I'm sure even though I'm a big guy, I could float or swim to that. Small places, my wife freaked out on, like, the third or fourth date we ever went to. We went to a baseball game, and we went in this elevator up like to a bar that had like a rooftop so you could see the ballpark. This is up in Michigan, And all these people came in, like 15 people, way too many in an elevator. And she started cussing and swearing, get out, get out.
Like, only on the third or fourth date?
Yeah.
Were you like a little bit like, okay.
Honestly, yes. That and her laugh. Like, I'm still married to her.
What?
Oh, my. No, no, no. My wife has a laugh, which is just God ugly. I love Lindsay if she hears this podcast, but my wife has the worst laugh
oh,
ever.
Oh, my Lanta.
Because she'll start out laughing like, it's like a third or fourth laugh in where it gets really weird. You've never heard it, have you?
This is so awkward.
Now, why?
I've never heard her laugh because I feel like she's just always yelling at me.
I can't believe he's saying this on the radio.
It's a unique laugh. I've said worse.
I've heard it.
You've heard where it like goes normal, then it like it nerds out.
Yeah, can you do it again?
I've never heard that.
I love her, though. I love her. She's a good woman. Fear of heights and then fear of spiders. Those were the top one out of like 10,000 people saying all the crap
can
that
I
scares
them. Can I add Lindsay's laugh to that list? I'm scared of that.
I'll record it on the phone because I'll try to make her laugh sometime. I'll just record it and I'll bring it in. I bet that could be a whole topic one day. Just like who's got the like a weird laugh. We can call people in and they can just like demonstrate their laugh.
Well, you can't just you have to like actually genuinely laugh.
I don't know. You laugh all the time.
Yeah, but not everybody's me.
I know, but if people call in, they might listen to the show, start laughing.
Okay.
See, look it. I just got NYK to laugh. I am a laugh creator.
I'm laughing because you're saying this on the air. And she's going to be salty.
Hey, make sure we don't podcast this at RadioNowIndy.com. Yeah, we're going old school with this one. Happy Halloween. It's the Joe and Alex Show. And your chance right now to play Riddle Me This, win a pair of tickets to see Jigsaw at AMC. Let's go to Jade on line 3. Jade, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're good. I'm kind of worried that nobody's going to win today's game.
Oh, gosh. I wanted to see the movie last night, and I didn't. So this is my chance, I guess.
Okay. Well, this is really simple for you, Jade, and everybody else listening can keep on calling, even though I want you to win. 317-239-1009. We'll play Riddle Me This game. If you can correctly solve the riddle, give us the right answer, you will win. Are you ready for the question?
I guess so.
All right, Jade. Let's see if you can win those movie passes. Question is this. I have cities, but no houses. Force... but no trees.
What did you just say?
Force.
Forest.
Forest.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wait, what is it, Joe?
Guys, we're taking away from the game here. I will begin from the beginning.
Forced.
The question is this. I have cities, but no houses. Forests, but no trees. And water, but no fish. What am I?
Houses, but no.
I'll read it one more time because you're the first person.
Yeah, thank you.
I have cities, but no houses. Forests, but no trees. And water, but no fish. What am I?
Oh my gosh. I guess I don't know.
Three, two.
Oh, no. Air, maybe?
You know what?
Land?
At least you guessed. Now you're naming everything you could think of. I appreciate that. That's not it, though. You have a good day. Let's go to Nicole this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Nicole, are you there?
Yes.
I have cities, but no houses. Force, but no trees. And water, but no fish. What am I?
A map.
Dang!
Wow.
Just like that, we got a winner!
There it is. Good job.
Nicole, how long did it take you to Google that?
Actually, my high school history teacher, that was one of our extra credit questions.
Wow.
Dang.
On our final.
Look at that.
Dang. School actually is worth something. Hey, congratulations this morning. We're hooking you up with a pair of tickets to see Jigsaw at AMC. Congratulations.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What's the scariest thing that ever happened to you? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. It could be an actual like haunted thing. Maybe it was like a ghost or something like a paranormal activity kind of a thing right there.
Maybe you were almost abducted like Johnny Gosch.
Allegedly. Which I don't believe if the government's listening.
He was abducted. We don't know who took him, but that's not an allegedly. He was.
Not allegedly. He's gone.
He could have ran away. That's what the police think. I just want to put that out there. 317-239-1009. Alex, did you got any kind of scary thing that happened to you?
Yes. So a couple years ago when I was on my old radio station in Louisville, we went to Southern Indiana in a town called New Albany, and they have this real haunted house called the Culbertson Mansion. It's not like a fake haunted house with people dressed up and actors. It's like the real deal. And so we were broadcasting live and just talking about like the history and how creepy it is or whatever. And they had me separate from them and go to one of the rooms that's supposed to be the most haunted, that had a bunch of baby dolls in it and all this stuff, by myself. And I had like an earpiece in and a microphone so I could hear myself and hear them where they were in the other part of the house, the other people on the morning show with me. And I'm completely alone. There's one other woman, like one of the people that like works for this mansion or whatever, like the one of the tour guides or whatever. She's with me, but she's clear on the other side of the room. And they start talking to me, and all of a sudden my equipment cuts out. And I remember saying like, "Hey, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you." And then all of a sudden, as clear as day, I heard like a demonic voice, a ghost, whatever you want to call it, growl in my ear. And it was so loud that I jumped. I literally jumped up and I started screaming, and I immediately burst into tears. And then right at that moment, after it had growled, my equipment cut back in. And so the people that I worked with were like, "Whoa, whoa, what's going on? Alex, why are you crying?" And they ran downstairs to find me, and they were like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "I am dead serious. Something just like manifested next to me and growled in my ear. I've never had a paranormal experience like that." And the woman that works there was like, "You know what? Because you had all that equipment and stuff, it probably manifested, like it used the energy from your electronics or whatever to like be able to make that noise. That's why your equipment cut out and made the noise, and then it cut back in." Is that not the craziest thing? It was so scary.
It's weird. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Sandy, what happened to you? What was your scary thing that happened to you?
The scariest thing that ever happened to me, I'm a burn victim. I was burnt 17% of my upper body.
Oh my gosh.
And I spent 8 days in the burn unit. I was supposed to be there 18. And I think getting out and, like, seeing people that wouldn't look you in the eye or wouldn't look you in the face, the kids would stare. I remember thinking, "Oh, my, I'm really, really messed up." I have no scars. I have no scars from it.
Wow.
Wait, so how were people looking at you weird? You don't have any scars. They couldn't
but
tell?
But at first she was burned, though. At first she was all burned up.
Oh, but now you don't. That's what you're saying. Okay, I get it now.
I have now, but people wouldn't even look me in the face.
What happened?
I remember that.
What caused you to get burned?
I love to cook. By the way, you could put strawberries on a pizza.
No, I love
to cook.
Oh,
yes,
you're scaring me.
You
stop
could.
It.
You could put it in that mixing, that sweet and spicy, you could. But I love to cook. I opened my pressure cooker too soon, and that steam, I was steaming, it sucked all the water out, and it burnt me. Everything from my breasts up was burned.
Oh my gosh. Wow, well, thank God you're okay.
One of my biggest fears is burning
insane.
Alive.
Really?
Yeah, that's really scary to me.
Are you more scared of burning alive or drowning?
Burning alive.
Good morning, Joan Alex Show. We're talking about scary things that happened to you. Who's this?
My name's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. What was it for you? Like, what was just that scary or creepy thing?
Everybody's been on this It, Stephen King's It, the Clown. And the new one came out this year, and I have not seen it. When I was 8 years old, I didn't spend the night at my family's house or friend's house, but I spent the night and we watched this movie, and my cousins, as I was walking down the stairs, they have the open back stairs. They grabbed my ankles and told me, "Everything floats down here, Ashley." And ever since then, I'm scared of clowns. I can't watch It. Everybody's telling me how great it is, the scariest movie ever, and I'm too scared to watch it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I like The Exorcism, but I'm still scared sometimes to go downstairs.
The Exorcist, you mean?
What did I say?
The Exorcism.
Hey, don't be laughing at me, Ashley. I'm trying to be vulnerable here. Dang it. Hey, thank you for calling in. Yes, The Exorcism, when there's an exorcist happening or whatever. Well, you know what the movie is with the girl, and it's like,
yeah, The Exorcist.
When she's going down, spoiler alert, when she goes down the stairs, like, inverted. Whoops.
Shh.
What?
What if somebody hasn't seen it yet?
Oh, sorry about that.
Stephanie says, "I pulled over to help a stranded person on the 402. It was cold and snowing. He was from the United States. I don't know what that means or why that matters. But she says, I cracked open my window and asked if he was an immigrant. I wasn't going to help him. No, I cracked open my window and asked if I could call someone for him. Well, when I did that, he reached for my driver's side door handle. When I asked him to please not do that, he walked in front of my vehicle and towards the passenger side and did the same thing. He grabbed my passenger side door handle and tried to get into my car. I took off like a bat out of hell.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why you don't pull over. Somebody else will get it. Somebody, call the police. Call somebody else to help somebody.
Regardless,
don't do it
if they're from the United States
or not.
I know. That was the weirdest piece of information, Stephanie, but okay.
Both of my scary things like that I still get like goosebumps thinking about involves being in my car and driving. It was my first car that I got in many wrecks with, but it was icy. It was wintertime. I was late to school. I think I was a junior or so. And I'm speeding. I'm going down like a dirt country road at like probably 45, 50, and it should be going like 20 or so because I'm so late to school. And it's all ice. So I bet it's a country road. I think I slid about 100, 200 feet, like trying to like keep control of my car. But it was a bend. It was like a 90-degree right turn, like
Yikes.
A curve. Somehow my car still went off the road, and I missed a tree by about 2 feet. But I would have been like T-boned by the tree and killed just because I was being a dummy trying to get to school.
Oh, my gosh.
But like the whole time, it might have only been like 7 to 10 seconds of losing control of the car. But like you have no power. You're just, you have no control.
That is scary when you lose control of your vehicle.
And then one time I was driving on the highway. I saw you always pull over for cops. This person was pulled over by the cop, and then instead of pulling over to the right lane where there's actual room to break down, this is like the median. So there's no room to pull over because it goes north and south on this highway. There's no room to pull over there. But this person pulled over like an idiot. So the cop's trying to get them to go across all three lanes to actually park on the right side of the road. Well, this person just takes off. Everybody slams their brake on. I slam mine. I'm going like 75 because I can see this ahead of me, but I slam my brake on. And what do I see behind me?
A car. Semi? Oh.
No, but a car that's like not stopping.
Ew.
A car hit me going about 35, which is not 70, but a car slammed the brakes on, but still hit me going like 35. And just I could just see the car coming in my rear window. It was absolutely insane. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, what is it for you? What's the scariest thing that ever happened to you for Joe Wants to Know?
I was like about 7 years old, and I snuck into the living room to watch Jeepers Creepers.
Ooh.
And I freaked out and started crying. And my mom's like, that's what you get for sneaking.
So I'm sorry. The scariest thing that ever happened
are
you to you
that lame?
Was, yeah, get was watching Jeepers Creepers or your mom catching you, because either of those are lame.
She was scared.
Jeez, yeah. Don't be judging on her.
Yeah, her mom almost caught her.
I love you, but oh my. Okay, that's nothing. Like, here's a real scary story. Angie commented on Facebook and said, I was walking home from the city pool and this group of girls jumped me and beat me up. They were in high school and I was in middle school and they followed me home. I didn't think that they were going to stop until some guy came out and helped. I thought that they were going to kill me. I was only 11.
Oh my gosh.
Now that is a scary story, not Jeepers Creepers.
Have you seen Jeepers Creepers?
Yes, I just watched Jeepers Creepers 3 over the weekend, which wasn't scary, by the way. It was horrible. Don't waste your time.
Your mom ever catch you doing anything?
I did get caught. I was grounded for a month in high school for sneaking out, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, that story wasn't
what
scary
are you doing
at all.
That's what I
Alex,
say.
Alex, what are you doing with your body? I'm dancing, Mama. I'm dancing. No dancing in this household.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What is the scariest thing that ever happened to you? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page.
Joe almost died in a car accident. I had a demon growl in my ear. We had one woman who is a burn victim, like 20% of her body's burned. And then we had somebody who watched the movie Jeepers Creepers.
And got caught
by her mom.
All right. That's not the scariest thing, but let them go.
She was shook. She led a good life.
Oh, my gosh. Ariel says, when I was 3, I fell down the up escalator from the very top. I had to get multiple stitches in my forehead. My dad wouldn't carry me because he didn't want me to go to sleep due to all the bleeding. I can see to my head like it was yesterday. yesterday, and I can remember the most agonizing pain. 20 years later, I'm still terrified of escalators. That's a real scary story.
Hey, I remember me telling that story. My foot got stuck in an escalator.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that escalator pain. Yeah, my foot got stuck in an escalator.
Did it eat you?
And it was going down, down, and you see those little teeth down there, your little kid, and it's like, and somebody hit the stop button right about here, like right, like inches away from my feet becoming hamburger meat.
That's a scary story.
It is scary, yeah. I feel that escalator pain.
I'm really scared of escalators eating me.
An escalator could eat one of my legs, and I'd still probably like ride it in because I hate the stairs.
We're just too lazy.
Yeah, I'm really lazy. I would just hop along on that one. That doesn't sound scary to me at all. Kim, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
I used to live in Atlanta, Georgia, in an area called Peachtree Battle, and it's known to be kind of haunted because of the Civil War and the battles that went on there.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, I was cleaning my house. I was dusting, and I put a picture back up on the bookshelf, and I turned around, and it fell off. And I thought, okay, I just didn't have it on good enough. So I put it back on. I turned around. It fell off again, only this time it made its way closer to me.
Ew.
This happened a total of 5 times. The last time that sucker flew 5 feet, my neighbor, I lived in a double, and she happened to come home and knocked on my door right at that time, and I answered the door, and I guess my eyes were as big as saucers. She was like, "What is wrong?" And I brought her in because I couldn't even speak and just showed her. And it didn't even break at first. And then, like, the third time when it flew off, it broke. And I have so many stories like that of this place. It's crazy. My neighbor had found some bullets from the Civil War, and he was collecting them.
Indian burial grounds.
And they started bouncing out of the jar at one point.
No,
I don't know if there was something significant.
You move, Kim.
But they started...
Kim. You move. We hear dumb, we hear dumb people all the time.
She moved here, duh.
No, no, I'm saying like, but you don't even stay there another day. We hear people all the time like that they set their house on fire for like a bee or a wasp. No, if stuff moves off your wall, you burn it to the ground.
Listen to this haunted house. You're not even ready for this.
What?
Chrissy wrote on Facebook.
Okay.
You're going to want to unsolve mysteries.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure my house is haunted. There was one night when my husband was out of town and it was late at night and the light in my bedroom had turned on by itself. Because the house is kind of old, I didn't think anything about it and I just got up to turn it off. But a few minutes later, it turned back on by itself.
Nope.
Joking, I said out loud, "I'm tired. Will you please quit messing with the light and turn it off?" Immediately, the light went off. I couldn't sleep the rest of the night.
No!
No!
No! No!
That is some scary stuff, Chrissy.
God, when my grandpa passed away, he was a huge like Matchbox car collector. I think I told the story before. He had the Matchbox car on his TV in the living room. We were talking after his funeral that day. We were all gathered together for like evening dinner. We talk about him and his cars. The freaking car shoots across the room 12 feet into the wall.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, that is totally him.
I'm getting like hair now standing up right now just thinking about that.
That is so scary.
And by the way, if I die, I'm going to come back and scare the hell out of you guys.
You won't.
Oh, I will. Let's go to Katie on line 4. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You almost were abducted?
Yes, and my palms are like sweating right now even thinking about it.
Oh my gosh, a Johnny Gosh story?
Well, I actually had my daughter with me. She was like 4. And we had went to the car wash so I could vacuum out our car. And now that I think about it, it was kind of a sketchy car wash on Pendleton Pike. So it's closed now. But anyway, so I'm like vacuuming out the car. And this guy pulls like 2 bays down, but you can see through them. And I can just feel him like staring at us. And I call my daughter to come back over. And I'm watching him. And he's like walking around his car trying to pretend like he's doing stuff, and he just keeps like kind of walking closer and closer. I'm like, okay, screw this, like I'm out of here. So we get in the car, and I pull into like a couple of bays down that are actually like closed bays, like you can't see through the sides of them. And he gets right in his car and leaves. And I'm like, I'm gonna have to sit here for a second. And then he drove back past the car wash like twice.
Ooh.
Until I left. Like it was like it was, especially because I had my daughter there. Like I was just like, I don't know. It was terrible. That's one of my biggest fears is like, especially somebody doing something to my kids. But just being taken by somebody and having no control over what happens.
Maybe you were saved because of your baby. Like, maybe that's why the guy's like, it's not worth the hassle.
Two tweets. Grace also was almost abducted. She said, I was almost abducted when I was 5. Guy pulled into my driveway and asked if my parents were home, so I ran to get them.
Run!
And Anna says, my scariest thing that ever happened to me, my boyfriend accidentally put it in the wrong hole.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What is the scariest thing that ever happened to you? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow us and you can leave a comment there. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Leah said, my 2-year-old daughter and I were just sitting on the couch relaxing. And out of nowhere, she started asking, who is she? I asked who she was talking about, and she pointed to the corner and said, her, she's scary. Then she started crying and crawled over to me and grabbed me so tight and buried her face in my chest and just kept saying, who is she, mommy? She's scary.
She saw something.
Yeah. No thanks. Goodbye. Take her. Leave me. You can have my kid.
Sacrifice.
Elisa.
That's what you have kids for, right? They take them and leave you.
Eliza.
Eliza. Ooh, it's scary that I can't read. What do you got?
Okay, so the scariest thing that ever happened to me happened this summer. I spent the summer in Ethiopia with 2 other girls. I'm 20, and they're around the same age as me. And we were hiking in the mountains by ourselves, which was dumb. But 2 guys started kind of following us, which didn't seem that weird since we really stood out there. Mm-hmm. But when we got to the top of the mountain, they robbed us.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we couldn't speak the same language as them, so it just made it worse. And they, like, grabbed my friend's hair and, like, held her and kicked me. And they had big rocks, and they acted like they were going to hit us. And they ended up taking, like, a bunch of our stuff. But it was just the scariest thing because we literally had, we couldn't do anything.
Gosh, that's scary. Not to make light of your situation, but I wonder if you're in a country where, like, they're, you don't speak the language, you're not used to it.
Yeah.
Would you ever think about bringing, like, Monopoly money? And I'm being serious. I'm not laughing at your play, but, like, what if they didn't know, like, that Monopoly money wasn't real money? And you're like, take it all. Take it here. You can have Broadway and Park Avenue. It's all yours.
Well, you know, that is genius.
Occasionally I say smart things. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Samantha on the Joe and Alex Show, talking about the scariest thing that ever happened to you.
It was probably about a year ago. My family and I and a couple friends of ours were going downtown to eat at a restaurant, so we had to park in one of the parking garages.
Oh, you already scared me. It's so expensive. You already got me.
So we get in the elevator, we go down, we eat our food, and we're done, so we go to get back in the elevator. So we press the 3rd floor, which is where our car was parked at, and at first the light, you know, on the button lights up, and then the elevator starts moving up, and then all of a sudden the light goes off, but the elevator is still moving, and then it starts jerking really bad, and then eventually it ends up stopping. And so we're looking for the call button to call somebody to let them know that the elevator had stopped, and all of a sudden we hear something like somebody was on a radio, and I'm like, what does that sound?
It's the Joe and Alex Show, the scariest thing of all.
So someone picked up and they said, hello, and we're like, yeah, we're stuck. And they said, you're not stuck, you're just imagining it.
Well,
nobody even pressed the button, so we don't know where that came from. Eventually we pressed the button, but it still took them about an hour and a half to get us out.
Nope. That's way too scary.
It was horrible. I mean, I had my kids in there and everything. It was just horrible.
Did you think about which one you would eat first?
No. The only thing I was thinking about was getting out of there and using the bathroom.
Yeah, no kidding.
How long do you have to wait till you actually have to use the bathroom? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like eventually, like, after an hour or two, you have to use it. You never know.
The scariest thing. Oh, one of the scariest things that ever happened to me was after a first date. Well, I was on a first date and I had to go. And I booked it out of there. I made some excuse and I literally sharted on my way home.
Oh, a number 2.
Ooh. Well, no, it's like a number 3, I think, right
there.
Wife
me.
No kidding. Put that in your Mumble profile.
And you're still single? Why?
I don't know.
It is Halloween, And Alex likes this stuff more than I do because I get scared easily. Like I, and look, they're already laughing at me.
I live for it.
In studio this morning, I'd like to welcome Nicole and Michael Kabrowski. Did I get that right, first of all?
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. Want to celebrate right there. You guys are paranormal investigators. You are the co-owners of Unseen Press. That's unseenpress.com. And you guys aim at bringing information about ghosts to the public. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, how did this all get started? How did you guys form Unseen Press? And I guess kind of what other things do you do as far as paranormal?
Well, we got started with the company in 2001 because we love the paranormal. And we thought, well, why can't we give ghost tours and stuff like that here as well as doing our paranormal investigation? And so we started giving ghost walks in the rain our first year to two speed walkers. And then it just kind of went from there. We've done bus tours, and then we do haunted overnights to investigate different places, whether somebody asks us to or someplace like, you know, Waverly or Whispers or what have you. And then we also do fundraisers as well at haunted locations. We get to investigate, and they get to keep the money.
Now, are there actual places then in Indy and central Indiana that are haunted or at least have activity?
Lots and lots.
Like where?
The Athenaeum Foundation building is one of them.
Okay, where's that located at?
That's at on Delaware Street.
Oh, that's
on Michigan Street. Michigan Street.
Okay. Actually, the building that has the Ratskeller in it as well.
Yeah,
most
everybody's
know
like
it from that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, everybody's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, where the Ratskeller is.
Yeah, I go there. Uh oh.
Mm-hmm. I would never go there. Okay. Then what? Did you guys know some of the things that people have experienced? Like, what are the paranormal things that are happening?
Yeah, so that's one of the places that we do investigative fundraisers for the Athenaeum Foundation. And so we have one that sold out this weekend, and we've got another one scheduled for February 24th. So people can find that information online. But every place in that building has had some sort of activity. There's a place called Grandma's Attic.
Nope.
Yeah, that already sounds scary.
What happened in Grandma's Attic? Okay. All right, stop turning the lights on and off.
My case flicking on the lights.
I'll walk out. You guys can do this interview without me. You know how I feel. Is there what happens at Grandma's Attic?
Grandma's Attic is above the theater, and people have said that they've talked with several different spirits, some of them friendly, some of them not so much. And one time they had a ghost box app, and it said, take down. And they had just put up, the Athenaeum Foundation or the theater folks had just put up a row of clothes, and they got this takedown, and shortly after that, it fell.
Ooh.
The rack of clothes fell.
Ooh.
And so
there was that flashlight sessions in there the flashlight answered. There's actually one on YouTube. A friend of ours shot in that room. So, yeah, it's very intense.
Oh my gosh. How are you communicating with the ghosts when you're investigating?
So we use a lot of different methods. So we use everything from like EMF detectors and Gauss meters to ghost boxes and flashlights to ask yes no questions. We take pictures. We have stationary cameras. All of that kind of stuff.
What about a Ouija board? Anybody use a Ouija board around here?
Well, we have on occasion. I actually collect them.
What, you collect Ouija boards?
I do.
Why?
I like old vintage Ouija boards. I don't like use them a lot.
Joe wanted to bring one in today, and I said absolutely not.
Nobody would do it. Nobody would do it here. They would say absolutely not. Michael, you're laughing at that. Have you used a Ouija board before then?
I've been in the same room, but I haven't used it myself.
What happened?
It got kind of intense. There was some noise going on with the washing machine in the next room. It was just really weird what happened. And we have a friend of ours that might be listening who really doesn't like them at all. And she wanted to make us take it out of the Athenaeum building when we were having our investigation there.
Yeah.
But it was, it's something a lot of people have strong opinions about. We don't use it very much.
Yeah.
We use cell phones as well sometimes with thermal cameras attached.
Yeah.
Those are kind of neat.
Oh, we got some really good footage from the Scottsburg Heritage Museum in Scott County. We have our investigators on one side, and then you see like one person, and then a couple of other people. It looks like come out of the wall. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And he's trying to make sure that they're not mimicking the actions, and it's not some sort of weird reflection, and it's not.
What do you think about people that say that they've actually hooked up with a ghost? Like Kesha said, a ghost got a little handsy with her. The singer Kesha. What do you think about that? Is it possible? Are there some frisky ghosts?
You know, I think there are some frisky ghosts, and if that's what you want to do, go do what you need to do.
Where are those locations in central Indiana, if we're wondering here?
Well, we do investigate the Noblesville Jail as well, the old Noblesville Jail Ooh. In Hamilton County, and Nicole got a little handsy with a ghost there.
I didn't get handsy with the ghost. The ghost got handsy with me.
No
let me
way.
Let me just rephrase that. So we were in the back. We were in the back cells where it was the high security area, and we were in the guard shack or in the guard area. And I was with a bunch of newbies, and I said, "Hey, are any of you guys warm?" Uh-huh. And they said, "Well, no, it's kind of cold in here to us because there's no heat back here." And I said, "Okay." And all of a sudden, I got a really really warm sensation on my back, and I asked the lady next to me, I said, "I need you to lift up my shirt," and she was like, "What?" And I was like, in back, and she lifted it up, and she, "Oh yeah, you've got scratch marks all over your
what?
Back.
What? Whoa, yeah. They're trying to take your bra off.
No. Well, I don't know, because we were supposedly talking to a pimp that had been incarcerated.
There it is, see?
It's the Joe and Alex Show. We are speaking with Nicole and Michael Kabrowski, they're paranormal investigators. They're co-owners of Unseen Press. You can go to their website, unseenpress.com, and get more information about doing ghost walks and ghost tours. You kind of talked about that right there, Nicole, with the scratch on the back. What's the creepiest or scariest, or maybe something that you guys cannot logically explain that you've seen or that's happened to you?
I think it all became logical for me when I saw my first ghost, because
when did you see your first ghost?
I was about 13, and it was the house that I grew up in, and I had thought that my sisters had just been trying to kid their youngest sister, and I saw a figure of a man with a cape that they had seen, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" Everything became real.
It was
like,
it an
wow.
old house?
Yeah, it was an old house that had been used as a one-room schoolhouse, and they had built on around the house.
Was that here in Indiana?
Mm-hmm. It was near Anderson. Oh, it was boy. The Anderson LaPel area.
Yeah. Good. That's like close to me.
Were you able to trace back like who this caped man might have been?
Well, the caped man might have been the person that the land was deeded to. That's the closest okay. that I could get to, because it was part of an original land grant that Andrew Jackson had given one of the Revolutionary War soldiers.
That's insane. Maybe it was the Phantom of the Opera with that cape.
Okay, so this is kind of a loaded question, and I feel like there's a lot of layers to this, so just answer this the best that you can. But just out of my curiosity, morbid curiosity, since you guys see... Well, have you ever seen a ghost, Michael, or just Nicole?
I don't see much, but I've seen a couple, yeah.
Okay, so both of you have mm-hmm. seen actual ghosts. So when it comes to questions about, like, afterlife and, like, heaven and stuff like that, but if you see ghosts trapped here, then do you believe that there is, like, an afterlife or a place, or no? Because, like, ghosts are walking around here.
So my personal belief, I mean, you're right. Ghosts play with everybody's spirituality.
Yeah.
You know, I have very religious people that kind of like, "Oh, I believe, but... you know, technically my religion says that nobody can come back because
right.
we're sitting at the right hand of God," but they've seen things and they don't believe that it's demonic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've spoken with people who truly believe, nope, that's demonic.
Yeah.
For me personally, I was raised Catholic. I don't practice it or anything. And I just believe that ghosts are all around us. If we're given the power of free choice today, why would God take that away if God exists?
Uh-huh.
When we go to the right hand of God.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting stuff.
All right. The lights are flickering again. We want to thank you guys so much. Thank you, Nicole and Michael Kabrowski, paranormal investigators. They're co-owners of Unseen Press. You can check it out right now, unseenpress.com. And also, you guys are on Twitter at ghosts_IN for Indiana.
And their annual Halloween ghost walk is happening tonight in Westfield. So check that out, facebook.com/ghosttoursIN.
Wow. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Yay!
We really
thank
appreciate
you guys.
It is... Halloween time here on the Joe and Alex Show, and I am very proud of myself. The fact that I can pretty much have any type of candy and know exactly what it is. Like, Alex did something similar in the past where she was able to have bottled water, and she knew every single brand of bottled water. Well, I'm going to do that today with, what do we got, 6 different types of candies up in here?
Yeah, we'll see.
6 of them. Okay, do I need to put my blindfold on now? Do I have to blindfold myself?
Yes.
Okay. Blindfold going on. I need help around here with buttons and stuff because I don't know what to hit. But okay, I'll do that. Okay, so I'm blindfolded now. And I guess you guys are just going to line up the candy. We're live, by the way. Where's the buttons at here? Am I close to the music?
Yes.
There I go. Thank you. Okay, I can't see. Okay, so you can see this live now. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. All right, let's bring the first one here. You guys let me know what to do. I'm at your mercy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm moving my hand over. Okay. So these are, I guess, on a plate.
Yeah, you got a fork, so just pick up the fork and then just eat it and then pick up the plate when you're done. And we can see on the camera on Facebook Live right now, Radio 9 100.9, what it is. But we'll see if you get it right.
Ooh, this one's a good one. If you get this one out, people are going to love you. This, my friends, is a Snickers.
That is correct.
Boom!
Good job.
One for one. Snickers is one of the best candies. Can I get a spit bucket? I have a lot of food over here. Next. Okay.
A spit bucket. You don't want to eat it?
Not all of it. I mean, like, you guys are giving me, like, are these fun sizes? Because it's a lot of candy. Okay. Okay. The next one's being handed over to me. I'm going to lift it up. You can see this once again on Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9. That's a lot. Finally swallowed the Snickers. Okay, the next one. Ooh, it's crunchy. I know this one easily. It's a Twix. It's got to be a Twix, right? Say Twix.
Yes, it's a Twix.
There we go. Got a Twix, baby. 2 for 2. All right. What is the next candy that I'm trying to guess while I'm blindfolded here?
Man. Ooh, okay.
Is this one going to be tough, you think?
I think this is pretty easy. I think producer NYK is being easy on you with these.
I told you guys, I'll go 6 for 6. I know my candy here. Once again, you can see this as I'm doing it live on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, showing off my amazing skill. I can identify any candy just by tasting it without even looking. Oh, Oh, now this is my favorite candy year-round. This is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, people. Am I right?
You say Reese's or Reese's?
And you know what I'm at.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's a right or I say Reese's.
Oh, Reese's. Yeah, I know it's
But
probably,
I think it's Reese's.
Yeah.
But I say Reese's.
Am I right?
Like, I say Reese's. I say Reese's Pieces.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 3 for 3. God, this is getting... Is this boring for everybody because I'm so good?
Yes.
Okay. Next one.
We're on Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9.
I mean, what are people saying? Are they just absolutely amazed about how good I am at this game?
They're saying, you look beautiful, and they wish that they were chewing your already been chewed candy.
Oh, well, I'll save some if they want to pick it up later. All right, this is my fourth one, I believe. I'm losing count because I'm so good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pick up your plate. I want to see what this one is. Okay. I definitely didn't recognize this one by the looks of it.
This one's tough. This is the slowest it's been.
Any ideas?
I wanted to at first say Three Musketeers, but I believe, and I might regret it, you should trust your gut. I wanted to say Three Musketeers, but I feel like that's a Milky Way. Is that a Milky Way?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my God, I am the king of candy.
Good job. All right, so this is the last one.
All right, here we go.
Or almost last one, second to last.
Okay, help me out. I'm blindfolded here. Please don't be afraid to help me. There you go. All right. Are we ready?
Yes. I've never even heard of this candy bar, so. Show the people the plate.
Sorry.
Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9. Never even heard of this. I don't even know if it still exists.
I tell him.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
What does it rhyme with?
Monkey.
Oh. I got to be honest here. I don't even know what that tasted like.
Here's what the description says. Milk chocolate with peanuts and raisins. I have never heard of this candy bar.
I guess I've never. This may not be a real candy bar though. I don't know what this is.
Are you giving up?
Yeah. What is it?
It's called Chunky Nestle Chunky.
That's not even a real candy bar.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Do we have any more? Let me. I got to go out with
one
a win.
More,
give
one
me.
More.
Give me one more.
There's one more. Producer MYK has one more for you.
All right.
This is Facebook Live. Radio Now 100.9. The only people that will know what this is they're on Facebook Live right now. Radio Now 100.9.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Let's go out on a win this morning here with my Halloween candy taste testing. Okay, this one's kind of dry.
What does it taste like?
It smells like fish.
Any other guesses?
Apple.
Okay.
I can't.
Oh, you're spitting it out. You really don't like that one. Okay. Well, it's supposed to taste like lamb and apple.
Oh, my God. It looks like dog food.
Yeah, it was a dog treat, actually.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
You gave me dog food?
It's called Lamb and Apple, grass-fed Kentucky lamb and red delicious apple dog treats. Biologically appropriate. Frozen dried. Ew.
Oh, it looks like a turd.
Lindsay is definitely not going to kiss you on the mouth after that.
Oh, my. Guys, it was supposed to be Halloween candy.
It was my idea, producer MYK.
I hate you guys. Go give me something to spit in.
The garbage is next.
Oh, God. Alex, what's coming up in the garbage?
We need to talk about Corey Feldman.
It's in my teeth.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Get this out of here. Why are you putting it by me?
Go wash your mouth out.
Go bring me the edible arrangement.
You can go look at that Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Ew.